I would like to now greet all of you, my dear audience. This will be the last time where we sit together in this seminar, which is, I guess, a transportational seminar in it, that it brings us to a different place than we are, that is to Vrindavan.
I danas se nalazimo na poslednjem delu našeg seminara, za koje se ja iskreno nadam da je to seminar koji će nas predneti sa ovog mesta gde jesmo na jedno drugo mesto, a to je Vrindavan.
I would like to first of all start by saying what really brings us to this spiritual place. What is our main means of transportation, you could say.
I pre svega želeo bih da započnem s time da kažem šta je to što će nas odvesti na duhovno mesto, odnosno šta je glavno sredstvo našeg prevoza.
In an ancient work called Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we find a person doing the spiritual quest or the spiritual journey, and the main means which he uses is a mantra which reveals deeper and deeper aspects of the spiritual reality.
I u drevnom spisu koji se zove Brihat Bhagavatamrita mi imamo duhovni put jedne osobe koja putuje uz pomoć mantre i uz pomoć te mantre on razotkriva sve dublje i dublje aspekte duhovnosti.
In our own lives as people who are connected with the great teacher, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our main means of leaving the spiritual plane and going to the, or leaving the material plane and going to the material plane is also a mantra, that is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
I u našem pokretu gde je naš snivač njegova božanska svetost A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, naše glavno sredstvo uz pomoć kojega mi napuštamo ovaj materijalni nivo i krećemo se ka duhovnom nivou jeste mantra.
This mantra can create within us the spiritual strength which is required to go from here to there.
I ova mantra u nama može stvoriti duhovnu snagu koja je neophodna kako bismo odavde otišli tamo.
This spring I had a very, for me, very important boat journey in the sacred space, Sridharmayapur.
I ovog proleća ja sam imao jedno za mene jako značajno putovanje brodom u sveto mesto Sridharmayapur.
We took a boat which brought us up one side arm of the Ganga, the Jalangi, to the house of a great pioneer of Krishna consciousness in the West, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
I mi smo tim brodom plovili jednom pritokom Gange, to je Jalangi, i onda smo došli do kuće pionira širenja svesnosti Krišne na zapadu, do kuće Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
And when we arrived in the house where a century ago Bhaktivinoda Thakura lived, we were so fortunate to read one of his songs.
I onda kada smo stigli u kuću gde je Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura prebivao jedan vek unazad, onda smo pročitali jednu od njegovih pesama.
And in that song he describes how the Maha Mantra takes the soul on the journey from the material level or the material plane or the material world, you could say, to the eternal spiritual world.
I u toj pesmi Bhaktivinoda Thakura objašnjava kako mantra vodi, prenosi dušu sa materijalnog nivoa, odnosno iz materijalnog sveta i onda do duhovnog sveta.
Basically, the journey starts that while you chant the sacred mantra, you realize that, oh, I'm an eternal soul. This is the first station, so to say. This realization, I'm different from the body and the mind. I'm a soul.
I to putovanje počinje tako da dok mantrate, vaša prva realizacija, da kažemo prva stanica na tom putovanju, jeste da vi shvatite, ja nisam ovo telo, ja sam duhovna duša.
It is as if misconceptions fall away from you and all of a sudden you understand that I have a spiritual identity.
I to je, može se uporediti s time da vaše pogrešno razumevanje jednostavno nestane I vi shvatite ja imam taj duhovni identitet.
I would like to give you an example from Serbia, the typical classical onion.
I ja ću vam dati jedan primjer iz Srbije, jedan tipičan klasični luk.
People in the Serbian kitchen, I am told, like to use sufficient amounts of onions.
I meni je rečeno da ljudi u Srbiji vole da koriste velike količine tog običnog crvenog luka.
So, those who are relishers of onion know that there is a very sweet and very soft inner part, that's the nucleus of the onion.
I oni koji su ljubitelji tog crnog luka, oni znaju da se u samom središtu luka nalazi jako slatko I fino jezgro.
Now to get to this nucleus, it's not jako slatko, it's a little, we would could say, I said it wrongly, it was my mistake, it's a little soft, you know.
I znači to jezgro, ja sam pogrešno prevela vjerojatno, da je ono nije jako slatko, ali ono je jako mekano, fino.
Yes,
je.
Yes, like that. So, if you want to get to this, you have to remove layers after layers of first this brown, and then the hard layers, and then you come to where you want to go.
I ako želite stići do tog samog jezgra središta, onda prvo morate oljuštiti onaj smeđe slojeve, ljusku, zatim ove druge delove, srce I onda dođete do tog središta.
The same happens when you chant the divine mantra. Layer after layer of false ego falls away from you.
I ista stvar se dešava I kada mantrate sveto ime, nivo za nivom, odnosno ti prekrivači, jednostavno nestaju.
And at the end you arrive at something like your general, or let me say, yes, a general, that's a good word, understanding that you have a spiritual identity, although the specifics of your spiritual identity are revealed a little later.
I onda vi dođete do tog, možemo reći, jednog uopštenog razumevanja da imate, da postoji taj duhovni identitet, a onda će vam izvesni detalji tog duhovnog identiteta biti razotkriveni nešto kasnije.
In a little while I will invite you to chant with me in a way where you can feel this, how layer after layer of misconception is removed and you arrive at your the experience that I'm a soul.
I nešto malo kasnije ja ću vas zamoliti da mantrate zajedno sa mnom kako bismo iskusili kako prekrivači jednostavno nestaju I kako shvatimo na kraju da smo mi duhovna duša.
Only at that time can you begin to understand God, not in a theoretical way, that means not in just having some concepts about him, but you really, how to say, experience him in his own reality, or the way he really is, as he is, as Prabhupada said.
I jedino tada možete stvarno iskusiti da Bog postoji I odnosno shvatiti ga, videti ga onako kakav on jeste, a pre toga svako razumevanje je samo teoretsko.
And as you go on in the chanting the mantra, you will understand what are your qualities, how are you as a person.
I onda dok budete mantrali, onda ćete također razumeti kakvi su vaše kvaliteti, kakve su vaše odlike.
At the moment we are really not knowing ourselves very much. We think what we think is us, but it is just the mind coming and going.
I u ovom trenutku mi stvarno ne znamo kakvi smo mi zaista. Mi mislimo da smo to mi, ali radi se samo o umu koji se kreće tamo amo.
No, by the as you continue to chant, you begin to understand your own qualities and the qualities of Krishna.
Ne, kada mantrate, onda počinjete da razumevate vaše sobstvene kvalitete, odlike i također Krišnine odlike.
It goes on and on and on until finally the mantra takes you and brings you to the spiritual kingdom where you are in your spiritual identity, just the way you really are engaged in the service of Krishna.
I onda se to tako nastavlja sve dok vas sama mantra ne dovede u duhovno kraljevstvo gde se vi nalazite upravo onakvim kakvim jeste i Krišna je također tamo.
There are some spiritual schools where a highly qualified guru will tell his disciple before he even has realized it what is his identity and what are his activities. But we have a different school.
I postoje također neke škole u kojima će jako kvalifikovani duhovni učitelj, guru, reći svojim učiteljima, učenicima koji je njihov duhovni identitet, čak i pre nego što su oni sami sposobni da to realizuju, ali to nije naša škola.
In our school we are not told, but we see for ourselves.
I u našoj školi nama to niko ne kaže, već mi to vidimo sami.
Now, but the most important part of this process as you go practicing with this mantra is one little qualification. One essential qualification. That's Shraddha of faith in that process, which I have just now explained to you a little bit.
Ali u ovom procesu postoji jedna suštinska odlika koju trebamo posjedovati i to je Shraddha, vera.
Without knowing the process and then having faith in it, this esoteric subject which you have just heard will not be realized by you.
I ako nemate veru, a slušate ovome, onda taj ova ezoterična tema neće vam biti dovoljno jasna.
I will tell you from the Ramayana a very fascinating example of this in a moment, but I first would like to refer you to a discussion of one Krishna Das with the great founder of our line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri.
I ja ću vam dati jedan čuveni primjer iz Ramayana, ispričati vam, ali pre toga želim da skrenem vašu pažnju na razgovor koji je vodio izvesni Krishna Das sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhuom u Jagannath Puriju.
Krishna Das asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how is it that some people who chant make very quick advancement, whereas others make very slow advancement or even stop in their advancement?
I Krishna Das je pitao Chaitanya Mahaprabhua kako to da neke od osoba koje mantriju jako brzo napreduju u duhovnom životu, neke osobe napreduju sporije, a neke čak jednostavno stagniraju.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, those who have deep Shraddha or deep faith in the holy name make fast advancement, whereas those who have weak Shraddha make slow or no advancement.
I onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odgovorio da osobe koje imaju duboku veru u sveto ime, da oni jako brzo napreduju, dok osobe koje imaju, nemaju toliko puno vere, onda oni stagniraju.
This was practically revealed during Lord Rama's pastimes.
I ovo smo mogli praktično videti za vreme zabava gospodina Ramachandra.
After Ramachandra was installed to be the king of Ayodhya, he bid farewell, I think it's called farewell, to Vibhisan, who would be the king of Lanka, after Ravan had been removed.
I onda nakon što je gospodin Ramachandra, nakon što su ga ustoličili, bio je proglašen kraljem, on je jednostavno rekao svima s Bogom, i odnosno Vibhisanu, koji je nakon Ravane trebalo biti kralj Lanke.
So Vibhisar said to his men, it's time to go now back to the island.
I onda je Vibhisan rekao svojim ljudima, sada je vreme da se ide nazad na ostrovo.
But his men, ministers you could say, asked, how will we cross the water? Thus, now the Rama bridge has been dismantled, there is, are no ferries, nor are there flights available, you know. How will we reach our home island?
Ali onda su mi njegovi ministri odgovorili, ali kako ćemo mi doći na naše ostrovo? Sada nema, ne postoji više most koji je sagrađen za Ramu, također nema letova ni trajekata.
So Vibhisan, the king, took a banyan leaf for each one of his ministers and wrote the name Ram on the leaf.
I onda je kralj uzeo veliki list banjana za svakog od svojih ministara i na svakom je napisao ime Ram.
Then he bound the name Ram in a piece of cloth for everyone and tied it with a good knot.
I onda je za svakog od njih stavio taj list u tkaninu, zavezao jedan dobar čvor i dao je to svakom od svojih ministara.
And he said to his men, you cross the water on the strength of this this leaf. No, he didn't say what was inside. You just hold this and then you just walk over the water. Have faith, it will carry you across.
I onda je on njima nije rekao šta je tačno unutra, ali mi samo rekao da drže to dobro i da jednostavno hodaju po vodi i dođu do ostrava.
So one of these rakshasas went with this cloth package. And he walked into the ocean and he found to his surprise, no matter how far he walked into the waters, it always remained knee deep.
Jedan od tih rakšasa, od njegovih ministara, on je uzeo tu tkaninu u kojoj se nalazio list i onda je krenuo da hoda i na njegovo zaprepašćenje shvatio da koliko god duboko da uđe u vodu, voda bi dalje dopirala samo do njegovih kolena.
Finally, after walking many miles through the ocean like this, he thought, I wonder what's inside the piece of cloth that is so powerful that it just seems to carry me over the waters.
I onda nakon što je hodao toliko puno milja po okeanu, on je onda pomislio, ja sad želim da znam šta se nalazi u ovoj tkanini što je tako moćno da ja čak mogu hodati po vodi.
So he opened the piece of cloth and found the banyan tree with the name of Rama written on it.
I onda je on otvorio taj komad tkanine i unutra je našao samo banjanov list na kome je bilo napisano ime Rama.
So when he saw that there was only a mere name on a leaf, he scoffed. Ha ha ha, Ram, ha ha. This doesn't work.
I onda kada je video da se na listu nalazi samo ime Ram, onda je počeo da se smeje i da kaže, pa ovo ne može da funkcioniše.
He developed a strong doubt and thought, how can a mere name have such a power?
I onda on razvio jaku sumnju u to kako da jedno obično ime može imati toliku moć.
Now the moment his faith was replaced with doubt, you could say that the spiritual magic didn't work any longer and he sank into his oceanic grave.
I onda u tom trenutku kada njegova vera bila zamenjena sumnjom, u tom trenutku mogli bismo reći da ta duhovna magija prestala je delovati i on je potonuo duboko u taj svoj okeanski grob.
When I read about this, I remembered something similar which I read as a child in the Holy Bible.
I kada sam ovo pročitao, ja sam se setio nečega što sam još kao dečak pročitao u Bibliji.
There Jesus invites his followers to walk over water on the strength of thinking of God, that by his grace everything would be possible.
I tamo toga čega sam se ja setio, tu Isus poziva svoje sledbenike da hodaju po vodi samo uz pomoć toga da misle na Boga i njegovom moći da hodaju.
And it worked for everyone except for the unbelieving Thomas, der ungläubige Thomas, who doubted. What? He was already walking over water, but what? How am I doing this? I have adopted this, and he went into the water.
I onda je to funkcionisalo za sve osim za nevernog Tomu, koji jednostavno nije mogao verovati da to funkcioniše tek samo tako, i onda je potonuo u vodu.
It seems that this point, you know, is established as a universal principle in all ancient spiritual traditions, that if you do have faith, things are becoming possible which are actually impossible.
I čini se da je ova poenta da ona postoji kao univerzalna istina u svim drevnim tradicijama, i drugim rečima, znači, kada osoba veruje, onda nemoguće stvari postaje moguće.
How are we to understand this?
I kako mi to možemo razumeti?
My dear devotees, when you have a bona fide faith, then that type of faith, that deep faith, will connect you with what you have faith in.
Moji dragi bakte, onda kada imate verodostojnu istinsku veru, ta vrsta vere će vas povezati sa onim u što verujete.
There are now many, many thousands of people, hundred thousands of people who go to a rock and roll festival called Exit, just a few kilometers away from our summer camp.
Postoji mnogo hiljada ljudi koji sada idu na veliki rock and roll festival Exit, koji se odigrava nekoliko kilometara odavde.
Well, it would be more correct to say it's a music festival, contemporary music festival, huh? So they have faith that they will be inspired by this experience and enriched in their life.
I ti sledbenici, odnosno slušatelji popularne muzike, oni imaju veru da će njihov život biti obogaćen time što će otići na takav festival.
And for some of them that will work also on a relative platform.
I za neke od njih to će funkcionisati na jednom relativnom nivou.
But there will be many who will lose their face and who will sit with dark faces at this, at the edge of the festival.
Ali postoji puno onih koji će izgubiti svoju veru i koji će sedeti mračnih lica na granicama tog festivala odigravanja.
At that moment when faith is lost, a certain energetic connection is cut.
I u tom trenutku kada vera ne postoji, onda je i određena energetska povezanost izgubljena.
Whatever your process is, you know, faith is important.
I u kom god da se procesu nalazite, vera je ono što je važno.
Now when you have faith in God, something in addition to what I've just told you takes place.
Ali sada ako imate veru u Boga, onda će nešto što još nisam napomenuo, još nešto će se odigrati.
Krishna begins to reveal himself and step out from the hidden place where he is invisible or imperceptible for the human experience and step into your perception.
Onda će se Krishna odjednom vama ukazati, razotkriti, i pojavit će se iz one oblasti koja nije, koju ne možemo opaziti čulima, on će se pojaviti u okrugu vašeg opažanja.
Krishna, when you have faith, somehow breaks, this is from Krishna Chaitraprabhu's excellent seminar, he goes through the border which seems to separate the material from the spiritual reality, and he just steps into your reality.
I onda, kao što smo čuli na predivnom seminaru naše Krišna Čajtrapravua, u tom trenutku Krišna će preći tu granicu koja se nalazi između materialne i duhovne realnosti i bit će vam vidljiv.
But when this face is not there, Krishna doesn't make this transdimensional journey to you.
Ali onda kada vera ne postoji, onda Krishna neće ni proći kroz to transdimensionalno putovanje.
Why should he?
Zašto bi?
You don't believe that he can.
Vi svakako ne verujete da on to može.
Let us study a little bit what Srila Prabhupada says on this very, very difficult subject matter.
I hajde da sada prostudiramo šta Srila Prabhupada kaže o ovom jako, jako teškom, o jako teškoj temi.
It's a matter, I feel, which is of great importance for all of us, because some of you have lost already their faith. I can see it in the faces, the unfaithful faces.
I to je jako bitna tema za sve nas, zato što ja već vidim, mogu vidjeti na nekim od vaših lica kako ste izgubili svoju veru.
You have stopped thinking about the possibility that you can actually meet God. It is no longer in your conceptual frame.
I vi ste jednostavno prestali misliti o tome da je moguće da vi sretnete Boga. To jednostavno nalazi se u vašem konceptualnom okviru.
You think it's not possible that this miracle happens in my life.
I vi mislite nije moguće da se takvo čudo desi u mom životu.
And I hope by listening attentively now to this what Prabhupada says about the matter, you might, your faith might get a new boost or new impulse of spiritual strength, and then realization is possible also for you.
Ja se sada nadam da pažljivim slušanjem onoga što Srila Prabhupada ima da kaže na ovu temu, da to može dati novi impuls, novu snagu vašoj veri i nove realizacije.
So, the holy name becomes manifest when one engages in the service of the holy name.
Sveto ime se manifestuje kada se osoba uključi u službu svetog imena.
This service in a submissive attitude begins with one's tongue.
I ovakva služba u poniznom raspoloženju započinje sa jezikom osobe.
You see? You see?
Vidite li?
Yes. Therefore it is advised that you chant and take prasad.
I zato je nama dat savet da mantramo i da častimo prasadom.
Then faith will come.
I onda će vera doći.
Faith begins from the tongue.
Vera počinje od jezika.
Why? People will be surprised.
Zašto? Ljudi će biti iznenađeni.
They will say, no, faith must begin from the mind.
I oni će reći, ne, vera mora početi od uma.
Faith must begin from the mind, you know, or from the eyes. Why is it said it begins from the tongue?
Vera mora početi od uma ili od očiju, ali zašto bi se reklo da vera počinje od jezika?
They do not understand that simply by engaging the tongue in the service of the Lord, we shall understand.
I oni jednostavno ne razumeju da uključivanjem jezika u službu gospodina na taj način ćemo mi razumeti.
Let me summarize because it may escape a little bit our attention because it's hot a little.
I hajde da sada ovo sumiram zato što je možda to negde pobeglo naše pažnje jer je još uvek jako toplo.
Faith will come when you just engage your tongue in connected with Krishna either by chanting or by eating prasadam, and then it's there.
Vera će doći kada uključite svoj jezik u službu, odnosno ili kada mantrate, ili kada častite prasadam, i onda će vera doći.
It won't come just by mental consideration and intellectual speculation.
I vera nikada neće doći samo mentalnim spekulisanjem i intelektualnim razumevanjem.
The type of faith which we are looking for is a spiritual entity. It's not something which is a construction of our mind. Oh, it makes sense. It makes sense. Yes, now I have faith.
I tip vere za koji mi tragamo nije na intelektualnom nivou. To nije nešto kada kažemo, a da, sad da to razumem.
So by the submissive service to the holy name and eating prasadam, you will actually be blessed with a beautiful queen of faith who will enter your heart.
Drugim rečima, poniznim služenjem svetog imena i čašćenjem prasadama, bit ćete nagrađeni time što će se prelepa kraljica useliti u vaše srce, kraljica vere.
And as you chant, then the queen of faith comes into your heart, and then you can chant more and better.
I kada mantrate, ta kraljica vere će se useliti u vaše srce, a onda ćete mantrati još bolje, još lepše.
Then the queen of faith reveals herself even more.
I onda će se kraljica vere razotkriti još više.
Then you can chant even more deeper.
I onda ćete mantrati još dublje.
And get much more out of it.
I onda ćete dobiti još više iz tog mantranja.
Until finally you are full of the queen of faith.
Dok na kraju krajeva nećete, postaćete prepuni te kraljice vere.
And you will notice she has changed herself into the queen of love of Bhakti Devi.
I onda ćete primetiti kako se ona promenila u kraljicu ljubavi, u Bhakti Devi.
But somehow you must start to chant with a little faith.
Ali nekako, bilo kako, morate početi mantrati sa malo vere.
I really think, my dear devotees, yesterday you were so enlivened in the 12-hour kirtans. If you can take one thing home with you, if you can bind that deep joy to your heart and not let it escape again, then you can become real accomplished spiritualists.
I dragi moji bhakti, ja sam juče primetio kako ste bili oživljeni u tom našem 12-časovnom kirtanu, tako da smatram da ako možete uzeti sa sobom, vezati u svoje srce tu radost koju ste juče osetili u kirtanu i poneti je sa sobom kući, onda ćete moći postati uspešna duhovna osoba.
So today at the end, I will now do a little exercise with you. We will chant.
I danas imat ćemo jednu malu vežbu.
In the middle.
Yeah. Nije još kraj, ovo je tek u sredini.
I don't know if we should do a little energy exercise. We should do some of you go.
Možda nam treba malo vežbe prvo za energiju.
The women say no because they know they will sweat and all their cosmetica will be washed away.
Mataji se to baš ne sviđa zato što znaju da će se oznojiti i onda će sva šminka će se sliti.
We will do a little energy exercise, not the kshatriya ones, you know, the warrior exercise.
Nećemo imati kshatrijske vežbe, samo sada malo energetskih vežbi.
Bhavada, are you ready? Yes, good. Because I will request you to meditate, and I'm fearing if you have no energy, you will all follow the path of the sleepers in our seminar.
Ja ovo radim zato što se plašim da ako vas sada zamolim da meditirate u ovom stanju, da ćete jednostavno slediti put spavača.
And then your effort to come here is all in vain.
I onda taj vaš trud da dođete ovde biće uzaludan.
So as you sit,
i dok sedite,
just spread your arms like this,
raširite svoje ruke ovako poput mene,
and breathe in,
udahnite,
and breathe out,
i onda izdahnite.
Very good. You can turn your rukas a little bit, your hands like this.
Jako dobro, možete gledati moje dlanove i onda ih okretati na isti način, na gore kada dižete ruke i na dole kada ih spuštate.
Try to have your breath very softly, not with much force.
I potrudite se da vaše disanje bude jako fino, ne treba biti puno napora u njemu.
You look very yogic.
Izgledate poput jogija.
We have also a little energy music by the Mayapuris for you.
I mi isto puštamo i muziku koju su napravili Mayapuri, koja takođe energizuje.
Now bring your arms as much back as you can possibly think, because then the stretch will be more. And the channels will open more.
I sada krenite da dižete vaše ruke tako što ćete ih zabaciti unazad što je više moguće, zato što se tako energetski, zato što ćete tako još više da se istegnete.
And try to do it like Jai Gopal, who is the stretched arms is very good.
I evo možete pogledati kako to Jai Gopal radi i onda raditi na taj isti način zato što on jako dobro isteže svoje ruke.
Yes, Kishori, you are like a yogini from the Himalayas. Oh.
Evo I Kishori je kao yogini sa Himalaja.
Can you see that there's more benefit?
Da li možete već da primetite neku malu dobrobit?
Stretch. Stay in your comfort zone. That's the problem. Maybe we should eat for energy. Dionysus thinks maybe we should eat for more energy.
Dionysus kaže možda bismo trebali jesti za više energije.
Why is so complicated? Okay, get ready for your first round of Bhastriya Pranayama. Oh no!
Sada spremite svoju prvu rundu Bhastriya.
It's alright. We will stop here. I would like you now to just stay for a while, sit erect, and just notice if there has been a change of energy in your body.
Sada bih vas zamolio da ostanete ovako malo, da sednete uspravno I da primetite da li postoji promjena energije u vašem telu.
It's amazing, isn't it? So simple.
Zaprepašćujuće, to je tako jednostavno I funkcioniše.
Now I request you we will change the sound of our voice now a little to breathe in deep exhales and inhales.
A sada bih vas zamolio da duboko udišete I izdišete.
For a moment, concentrate your mind only on the breathing.
I za trenutak skoncentrišete svoj um samo na disanje.
And with a little concentration, we will just be with the in and exhale.
I uz pomoć malo koncentracije mi ćemo jednostavno biti u svoj udah I izdah.
You are in a peaceful and safe environment, so you can bring your attention away from the many thoughts to the in and exhale.
I vi se nalazite u mirnom I sigurnom okruženju, tako da možete doneti svoje misli ovdje samo na taj udah I izdah.
Now, in your mind's eye, see that you are sitting before an ocean with calm waves.
A sada, zamislite u svom umu, vidite okom svoga uma, kako sedite ispred mirnog okeana.
Maybe you remember when you were at the Adriatic Sea.
Možda se možete setiti kada ste bili na Jadranskom moru.
Or any ocean will do.
Ili bilo koji drugi okean je također okay.
See the vastness of the sea.
Možete primetiti to prostranstvo okeana.
The light blue water.
I laganu plavu boju.
And the soft waves which come to the beach. Where you sit.
I fine talase koji dolaze na plažu gdje vi sedite.
Now one of the waves comes a little outside and comes around your feet.
I sada jedan od talasa dolazi vam malo bliže i dolazi oko vaših stopala.
And as it goes back, you see that your feet have become transparent.
I onda kada se taj talas povlači, možete vidjeti kako su vaša stopala postala providna.
You can not see them any longer.
Više ih ne možete vidjeti.
A second wave comes.
Onda dolazi drugi talas.
And it flushes your legs up to the hip, and when it goes back, your legs have become transparent.
I onda taj talas dolazi, prekriva vaše telo sve do vaših kukova, i kada se on povuče, vidite kako su vaše noge postale providne.
The next wave comes and flashes or surrounds you up to your neck. And when it recedes to the ocean, your whole body has become transparent.
I onda sljedeći talas dolazi, prekriva vaše telo sve do vrata, i kada se on povuče nazad, možete vidjeti kako je vaše čitavo telo postalo providno.
Now the next wave surrounds your head, and when it recedes, also the skull, the hair, and everything is transparent.
I sljedeći talas okružuje vaše čitavo telo, i kada se on povuče, i vaša lobanja sa kosom i svima ostalim je postala providna.
The only thing that is left is you.
I jedina stvar koja je ostala si ti.
You are that eternal soul which is different from the body.
Ti si ta duhovna duša koja se razlikuje od materijalnog tela.
The body is sometimes with you for one short life, and then it is gone, just like now.
I telo je nekada sa tobom u nekom od života, a onda ponovo odlazi.
But you are always there.
Ali ti si uvek tu.
You are part and parcel of Krishna.
Ti si delić i čestica Krishna.
Now you are separated from him.
I sada ti si odvojen od njega.
But by singing his holy name, you want to be again connected with him.
Ali pevanjem njegovog svetog imena, ti želiš opet biti povezan sa njim.
I request you that from this place of consciousness, you now sing the holy name along with all of us, and you address Krishna.
Zamolio bih vas sada da pevate sa nama zajedno sveto ime sa ovog mesta i da se obratite Krišni.
And in this way you sincerely request him to please accept you.
I na taj način vi ga iskreno molite da vas prihvati.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Everybody, please chant in one voice, and please, while you chant, try to chant from the position of the eternal soul calling out for Krishna.
I sada svi zajedno jednim glasom i molim vas, zovite sa tog položaja duhovne duše koja zove Krishna.
You can take your hands and fold them before your chest.
Možete uzeti svoje dlanove i staviti ih ispred svoje grudi.
And now all of us, please sing.
I sada svi zajedno pevajmo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
idea here was to illustrate what we heard as a philosophical explanation how the chanting works in the very beginning of our seminar.
I ideja koju smo ovdje imali jeste da dobijemo ilustraciju onog filozofskog objašnjenja koje smo čuli na početku naše lekcije.
Remember we talked about how by the power of the mantra layer after layer which covers the soul disappears.
I sećate se, mi smo rekli kako uz moć mantre prekrivač za prekrivačem koji prekrivaju dušu nestaju.
Here we helped a little bit with this vision, or how do you say, visions process, this, you know, visualization, where wave after wave our body dissolved.
I ovdje smo malo dobili pomoć tim procesom vizualizacije gdje se kako jedan talas za drugim dolazi, naše telo se topi.
I don't recommend that you do this necessarily that is envisioning this like sitting next to an ocean and all of this, but I strongly recommend that when you do your chanting you move into this space where you let the what is going on in your mental world and in your physical world slip away and just concentrate on the sound vibration.
Ja sam ne bih rekao da radite ovu vežbu vizualizaciju s pomoć talasa svaki put kada mantrate, ali ono što bih vam snažno preporučio jeste da kada sednete da mantrate, da onda pre svega otklonite sve ono što se nalazi na vašem mentalnom i fizičkom planu.
Let the plane of your life take off from the false levels of body and mind.
I dopustite da avion vašeg života da on uzleti sa tog lažnog nivoa tela i uma.
Now for the end of this little seminar we would like to conclude by telling you the lessons of the rivers in Vrindavan.
I sada za kraj našeg seminara htjeli bismo da vam ispričamo poente koje možemo naučiti od reka u Vrindavanu.
Remember the scene we were hearing about how the gopis in the village of Vrindavan talk about Krishna's attractiveness and they begin to discuss that not even the rivers can keep themselves from being attracted to Krishna. No, when Krishna plays his flute they come flowing towards him.
I da li se sada možete setiti, mi smo govorili o tome kako gopije kada čuju Krišninu flautu onda krenu da razgovaraju o njemu.
And you can just imagine the scene. Krishna is standing on the banks of the river Jamuna and plays his flute.
I onda setite se te scene kako Krišna stoji na obali reke Jamuna i svira svoju flautu.
And as the flute sound begins to fill all of Vrindavan, the Jamuna River all of a sudden stops his vegavan, his strong currents.
I onda zvuk flaute preplavljuje čitav Vrindavan i čak i sama reka Jamuna, ona se zaustavlja.
The Jamuna turns around and the waves come and wash Krishna's lotus feet to offer him patya, that is something which is done in worship where you offer water to the lotus feet of the worshipful personality of Godhead.
I onda reka Jamuna se okreće prema Krishni i svojim talasima nudi mu padju, to je voda koja se nudi za u prilikom obožavanja svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
And the rivers carry forward on their waves lotus flowers to offer pushpanjali to Krishna.
I onda reke na svojim talasima nose lotusove cvetove kako bi ponudile pushpanjali Krishni.
Srila Prabhupada writes about this beautiful scene in his Krishna book, and he expresses it so devotionally that I want to read this to you.
I onda Srila Prabhupada takođe opisuje ovu scenu u Krišna, u knjizi o Krišni. Ja želim to da vam pročitam zato što je on to tako lepo i predano rekao.
Even the river Jamuna is full of desire to embrace the lotus feet of Krishna.
Čak i sama reka Jamuna je prepuna želja da zagrnuli lotusova stopala gospodina Krišna.
When Yamuna hears the transcendental vibration of Krishna's flute, she breaks her fierce waves, and flows very nicely towards him with lotus flowers in her hand.
I kada Yamuna čuje transcendentalnu vibraciju Krišnine flaute, ona će zaustaviti svoje snažne talase i ona će polako i mirno poteći ka Krišni.
She wants to present these flowers to Mukunda with deep feelings.
I ona želi da ponudi gospodinu Mukundi ove lotosove cvetove sa dubokim osjećanjima.
How wonderful.
Kako predivno.
Even seemingly unconscious objects like rivers, stones, and in the spiritual world are full of consciousness, and not only that, they can develop, they are full of deep devotional feelings for Krishna.
Kako predivno da čak i objekti koji izgledaju mrtvo poput reka i kamenja u Vrindavanu, oni su prepuni transcendentalne svesnosti i ne samo toga, već imaju duboko osjećanje prema Krišni.
I want to give the example of Krishna's cushion.
I ja sada želim da vam dam primer Krišninog jastuka.
Krishna rests his head on a cushion.
I Krišna se odmara tako što stavi svoju glavu na jastuk.
And the cushion feels, oh, I'm only always with the head of Krishna. I want to be where his lotus feet are, because all the devotees talk about his feet. Maybe they are more interesting than his head.
I onda taj jastuk počne da misli, o ne, ja se uvek nalazim gde je Krišnina glava, ali svi bakte stalno pričaju o tome kako su Krišnina lotusova stopala predivna. Želim i ja da odem tamo.
Tamo. Yes. And then the cushion walks or moves to Krishna's lotus feet and gets underneath the lotus feet of Krishna.
I onda taj jastuk se pokrene od hoda do Krišninih lotusovih stopala i onda se čak uvuče ispod njih.
Inconceivable for this world.
To je jednostavno nepojmljivo za ovaj svet.
Only in Alice in Wonderland the cushions and also I think the teapots speak.
I jedino u Alisi u zemlji čuda jastuci, ja verujem isto i čajnici mogu da govore.
This is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world.
To je samo izvrnuti odraz duhovnog sveta.
So this is the beautiful scene which the gopis describe Krishna at the bank of Yamuna.
I to je stvar jedna predivna scena koju gopije opisuju Krišna na obali Yamune.
There's a wonderful description by Rupa Goswami about this river Jamuna. It's not an ordinary river.
I to je predivan opis koji imamo od Rupe Goswamija koji kaže da Yamuna nije obična reka.
It is said that Yamuna Devi, listen to this, takes away the sinful reactions from anyone who either touches the river or is just touched by the breezes coming from the river on the body.
I samo zamislite ovo, čujemo iz svih spisa da Yamuna odnosi grešne posledice, grešne reakcije osobe koje samo dodirne ili je čak dodirnuto povetarcem koji dolazi sa Yamune.
And Rupa Goswami explains that if you bathe in her waters at that time spontaneous loving devotion is manifesting in your heart.
I Rupa Goswami objašnjava da ako se okupate u njenim vodama, da će se onda spontano predano služenje pojaviti u vašem srcu.
There's a beautiful prayer which I noted down here, which I would like to say to you.
I postoji jedna predivna molitva koju sam ja zapisala i koju bih želeo da vam kažem.
It's a prayer from from I believe it's a Yamunashtakam, but I'm not so sure any longer. It's from that Goswami literature that I know for sure. It says, O Yamuna Devi, please increase the current of bhakti for the lotus-eyed Shri Krishna in my own heart.
I ja nisam siguran, znam da dolazi ova molitva iz literature Gosvamija i mislim da se zove Jamunaštak, ali nisam siguran. I u toj molitvi osoba se moli, kaže, molim te, draga Jamuna, molim te povećaj tu bujicu predanog služenja u mom srcu.
When the gopis see this scene, how Krishna stands there and river Jamuna comes and washes his lotus feet and offers lotus flowers, perhaps they remember a very wonderful pastime which we would like to share with you this afternoon.
I možda kada gopije čuju o toj predivnoj sceni kako Krishna stoji na obali Jamune, Jamuna dolazi i donosi vodu ka njegovim lotosovim stopalama i nudi mu cveće, onda se one sete jedne druge zabave koju mi sada želimo da vam ispričamo.
On the other bank of the Jamuna there was a great saint called Dovasha Muni who had taken up his residence there and engaged in austerities and meditation. He was very powerful.
I na drugoj obali reke Jamune nalazio se veliki jogi Durvasha Muni, koji je tamo prebivao i koji je tamo vršio velike strogosti.
So the elderly people of Vrindavan wanted to obtain the blessings of this accomplished yogis and sent their young daughters, the gopis, with sweets and other delicacies to Durvasha.
I starije osobe koje žive u Vrindavanu želele su dobiti blagoslove ovog uspešnog jogija, tako da su onda poslali mlađe gopije kod njega koje su i one su nosile njemu slatkiše i predivne poslastice.
But when the beautiful gopis arrived at the bank of the Yamuna, they were baffled how to cross Yamuna Devi because there was no bridge and no boatman.
Ali kada su gopije došle na obalu reke Jamune, onda su postale zbunjene kako da sada pređu reku, jer tamo nije bilo ni čamca, nije bilo ni mosta.
How can we cross and bring our gifts to the yogi?
Kako sada da pređemo reku i da damo naše darove jogiju?
At that time they heard the sound. And they saw how Krishna was playfully walking in their midst.
I onda su začuli ovaj zvuk koji Maharaj rekao i videli su Krishnu kako dolazi među njih.
And Krishna started a conversation with them.
I onda je Krishna započeo da razgovara sa njima.
He said, by my strength, listen beautiful gopis, my devotees cross over all obstacles of conditioned life. What to speak of rivers?
I onda on rekao, moje drage gopije, na osnovu, uz pomoć mojih moći, moji bhakte mogu preći preko svih prepreka u svom duhovnom životu, a šta govoriti o jednoj reci?
It is confirmed in all the scriptures that those who worship me cross the ocean of material life easily.
I opisano je u svim spisima da osobe koje mene obožavaju da mogu preći okean ovog materijalnog života bez ikakvih poteškoća.
So then the gopi said, well, all right, let's be practical. Can you help us crossing Yamuna?
I onda su gopi rekle, dosta priče, da li ti možeš sad nešto praktično da uradiš da mi možemo preći reku Yamunu?
If you can't, don't take such big words in your small mouth.
I ako ne možeš, onda nemoj uzimati tako velike reči u svoja mala usta.
So Krishna said, most certainly I can help you.
I Krishna rekao, svakako da vam mogu pomoći.
In the scripture Gopal Tapani Upanishad, the great saint Durvasha Muni has referred to me as a perfect brahmachari, a celibate monk.
U svetom spisu Gopal Tapani Upanishad rečeno je da je jogi, da je Durvasha Muni, on je opisan kao savršeni brahmachari.
Don't doubt the shrutis. You do one thing now, you perform ajmam of Jamunaji and you then make one declaration.
i nemojte sumnjati u spise. Sada trebate uzeti ačman, jamune i onda trebate dati jednu izjavu.
O Yamuna Devi, on the strength of Krishna being a perfect brahmachari, allow us to cross your waters.
O Yamunaji, sada uz moć te izjave da je, odnosno istine, da je Krišna savršeni brahmačari, molimo te da nam dozvoliš da pređemo preko tvojih voda.
At this the gopis broke out into uncontrollable laughter.
I na to su gopije počele nekontrolisano da se smeju.
Now you must know one thing about this what I've told you. There is something in German medieval time like a Gottes Urteil, the judgment of God.
Postoji nešto, trebate znati jednu stvar, a da to da u nemačkom srednjovekovnom u tradiciji postoji nešto što se zove Božja osuda, presuda.
How it goes is there is someone, let us say, whose integrity is in doubt.
Kako to izgleda? Na primjer, imamo jednu osobu i integritet te osobe je pod pitanjem. Nije baš sigurno.
Then he's asked before the whole village to perform a rather dramatic ritual.
I onda je ta osoba upitana od strane čitavog sela da izvrši jedan krajnje dramatičan ritual.
Grabbing onto a hot bar of steel by saying, if I'm innocent, may this fire not burn me.
I onda ga oni zamole da prečitavim selom uhvati jednu užarenu šipku gvožđa ili čelika i da onda izjavi, ako sam ja nevin, onda me ova šipka neće opeći.
And in old times there are many reports that in this way the innocence was proven, that the person grabbed a glowing hot iron bar and it didn't burn him, and then he was declared to be innocent. That's a goddess Urteil.
I postoje zapisi iz drevnih vremena da su mnoge osobe na taj način dokazale svoju nevinost tako što bi uhvatile tu užarenu šipku i nisu bile opečene.
So Krishna also said, you make this statement, Krishna is a brahmachari, if it's true, Yamuna Devi will make way for you and you will not drown when you cross over her.
I na taj isti način Krišna rekao gopijama, vi sada izjavite, Krišna je brahmačari, i ako je to istina, Yamuna će se otvoriti i dati vam put da pređete preko.
So the gopis just laughed and laughed because last night they were dancing with Krishna in the forest.
I gopije su se smele i smele zato što su tek samo prethodne noći one su plesale i plesale sa Krišnom u šumi.
But finally Shrimati Radharani went to the Yamuna Devi and performed her achman and then pronounced.
Ali na kraju Shrimati Radharani je prišla Yamuni, uzela achman i onda izjavila.
O great lord of the waters, O presiding deity of Yamuna, on the strength of Krishna's vow as a brahmachari, allow us to cross your waters.
Ona je rekla, o predsjedavajuće božanstvo reke Yamuna, sada nam dozvoli na osnovu snage izjave da je Krišna brahmačari da pređemo preko tvojih voda.
So Dhanara said, do you see? There is a path.
I onda je Radharani rekla, zar ne vidite, ukazao se put.
It must have looked like, you know, when the Red Sea parted ways and Moses went with his people through the Red Sea, also from the Bible.
I onda mora da to izgledalo poput toga kada se crveno more otvorilo i Mojsije je mogao sa svojim ljudima proći.
The gopis walked through the Yamuna and they looked up, there were left and right high walls of water which were kept by the pronouncement in their places.
I gopije su onda hodale po dnu Yamuna, u stvari videle su ogromne stubove vode sa leve i desne strane koje su bile držane jedino snagom te izjave.
They went to Durvasa Muni.
I oni su otišle do Durvasa Muni.
And with their own hands they fed him sweets in the mouth.
I svojim sobstvenim rukama oni su stavljale slatkiše u njegova usta.
Rasagula, sandesh, gulab jamuns, What else? Do you...
Svete slatkiše.
Everything. Marburi. Rasa malai, yes. Jalebi. Yes, jalebi. Oh, good. So then, after Dovasha had feasted, the gopi said, I'm sorry, sir, now how do we return?
I nakon što je Dovaša muni počastio sve te poslastice, gopije su rekle, izvinite gospodine, ali kako sada da se vratimo?
Can you also give us a powerful pronouncement?
Da li ti možeš da nam daš moćnu izjavu?
Dovaša muni said, yes. On the strings of Dovaša muni, say like this, on the strings of Dovaša muni's only drinking the water from Dova glass, let us cross Jamuna Mai.
I onda on rekao, da, naravno, na osnovu snage te izjave da Dovaša Muni živi samo od vode koja dolazi sa Durva lista, možete preći reku Jamunu.
The gopis must have thought, what? He just ate like a sweet lava.
I gopije su pomislili, šta? Pa li on je upravo jao poput osobe koja obožava slatkiše?
He ate as much as 10 people can eat. That many sweets he ate.
On je upravo pojao toliko slatkiša koliko bi 10 ljudi moglo pojesti.
But having already seen that one pronouncement which was unbelievable worked, they pronounced the second unbelievable pronouncement.
Ali kako su već imale to iskustvo da jedna izjava koja po njihovom shvatanju uopšte nije bila istinita, da je ona funkcionisala, onda su mislile, pa hajde da pokušamo i sa ovom drugom.
And the gopis did so.
Gopije su to napravile.
With great faith that there are things beyond their conception.
Sa velikom verom da postoje stvari koje one ne mogu da shvate.
Let us cross Yamunaji on the strength that Dovaša Muni only eats, no, drinks the water in which Dova grass is soaked.
I hajde da sada pređemo Yamunu na osnovu snage izjave da Dovaša Muni živi samo pijući vodu u kojoj je potopljena Durva trava.
And on the strength of this second pronouncement, Yamuna Devi again gave way to the gopis, who then reached the other side and entered Vrindavan village.
I na osnovu moći te druge izjave, Yamuna Devi je opet razmahnula svoje vode tako da su gopije mogle da se vrate na prethodnu obalu.
They pronounced lovingly, Shri Krishna's Brahmacharya ki!
I one su sa ljubavlju uzviknule, Shri Krishna Brahmacharya ki jai.
And they understood that matters which are transcendental do not come within the narrow logical patterns which are made by watching the limited laws of this world.
I onda su one jednostavno razumele da transcendentalne stvari ne potpadaju pod zakone logike i zakona ovog sveta.
It is this what I would like to give with you today.
I to je ono što bih ja želeo da vam dam danas.
Spiritual subject matters are not merely logical.
Duhovne teme, one nisu samo logične.
They are in a different category of reality than we are accustomed to.
I one se nalaze u jednom drugačijem nivou postojanja od onog na koji smo mi navikli.
And you need to approach them with faith.
I morate im se približiti sa verom.
Now this faith in transcendental subject matter, we don't speak of things, matters of this world, can only be had in the association of devotees, which is the birthplace of transcendental Shraddha.
I moramo još jednom ponoviti, mi ne govorimo o veri u materijalne stvari, već kada se radi o toj veri u transcendentne pojmove i stvari, da se onda takva vera može roditi jedino u društvu bhakta koje samo predstavlja mesto rođenja transcendentalne Shraddhe, vere.
Such summer camp like this is important for us.
I ovakav letnji kamp je jako važan za nas.
Because as we listen to the different devotees presenting Krishna consciousness, and especially as we sit in the love-laden kirtans, there the shraddha is born.
I zato što kada sedimo i slušamo lekcije ovih uzvišenih vajšnava i kada sedimo u kirtanu, onda vera, šrada je rođena.
And we begin to understand things which are not, which are beyond our mind.
I onda počinjemo da razumemo stvari koje se nalaze izvan dosega našeg uma.
See, the nature of rivers is to flow and not stop and certainly not faint.
Vidite, priroda reka je da teku, a sigurno ne da stoje u mestu, a još sigurnije ne da se on ne svesta.
But when Krishna's flute song comes, the Jamuna stops and faints.
Ali kada se pojavi Krishnin zvuk flaute, onda Jamuna, ona stane i ona nesvesti se.
And it joins Krishna. And it joins Krishna.
I onda se ona pridruži Krishna.
When will we stop and faint?
Kada ćemo se mi zaustaviti i onesvestiti?
Stop our material life.
Kada ćemo mi zaustaviti naš materijalni život?
Faint so that the material world goes out of our brain.
Onesvestiti se tako da materijalni svet nestane iz naših mozgova.
And approach Krishna with transcendental faith.
I kada ćemo se približiti Krishni sa transcendentalnom verom?
I hope that by having listened to Krishna katha a little bit, we could not present so much due to shortage of time. You have gotten a little taste of the otherworldliness of Krishna and his pastimes.
Ja se nadam da uz pomoć ove prezentacije gdje smo nešto malo govorili o Krišni zato što nije bilo dovoljno vremena, ja se nadam da ste dobili malo ukusa za taj drugi svet.
And we hope that you also will come to the platform where you can pray to Krishna from the core of the heart to arrive at a turning point in your spiritual life.
I mi se također nadamo da ćete vi u svom životu doći do tog nivoa da se možete Krišni moliti iz dubine svog srca da dođete do te prekretnice u svom životu.
The turning point in spiritual life appears when we understand we are eternal parts of Krishna and we are meant to serve him.
I prekretnica u duhovnom životu se desi u onom trenutku kada shvatimo ja sam deo Krišne i ja sam namenjen tome da ga služim.
This eagerness, I want to repeat again this word, it's a very important word. This eagerness to render service attracts the mercy of Krishna, who then reaches into this world and brings you to his world.
I taj entuzijazam, ta goruća želja da služimo Krišnu jeste upravo ono što će privući njegovu milost i što će njega učiniti će da on posegne za nama u ovaj svet.
We look for the word eagerness. It's not exactly enthusiasm. It is, what is it?
I can't at the moment.
Judna, yes.
Upravo tražimo za odgovarajući prevod ove reči eagerness, ako neko ima dobru ideju može da se javi, to nije nešto što bi se reklo entuzijazam. Bhakta kaže ovdje žudnja, čežnja.
It's Amala Prema, you have a word for? Yes, I have heard this word judna before. Judna is maybe judna. Yeah.
Maybe Guru Maharaj, is it like a burning desire?
Yeah,
or
something like a longing. Mm-hmm. The jutna. I remember it was always jutna up till now. Yes, the jutna. That to render service, this attracts the mercy.
I ta žudnja da pružimo službu, to je upravo ono što će privući Krišninu milost.
Yes. Krishna. Dobro. So I thank you all very, very much. I'm feeling almost a little sad because it now comes to the end. Our
Ja sam već pomalo tužan zato što se sad naš seminar bliži kraju.
I have gone a little bit over time, so I believe well, let me see, this is a difficult decision to make. Is there someone who has a burning question which he feels is relevant to all others?
Ja sam već malo prešao preko vremena koje mi je dato, tako da sada možemo vidjeti da li postoji neko ko ima stvarno goruće pitanje koje se odnosi na ovu temu koju smo danas pričali i koje je važno za sve.
Maybe everything is clear. Ojashvi, you have... Oh, yes, with pleasure. We will have one question from Ojashvi. I think it will be a very extraordinary question.
It's the question is this what I will say is this actually the problem for us. I read in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how Krishna describes how in Satya Yoga all man was their knowledge was the same of the same nature as the object of the knowledge. The knowledge was not different from the object of the knowledge. And in Kali Yuga, it is written in commentary that in Kali Yuga is opposite. Our knowledge is different from the object of the knowledge, and that keeps us stuck in this world. Whatever we do, we stay stuck. And is this connected with this topic here? We cannot see things as they are, and therefore maybe we are stuck here.
Would you like to translate the question?
Okay. Znači, Ođašvi pita da je, kaže da je pročitao u 11. Pevanju Šrimad Bhagavatama izjavu da je u Satya Jugi da je znanje ljudi bilo identično sa objektom znanja. A danas u Kali Jugi to nije slučaj. Znači, naše znanje se razlikuje od našeg objekta znanja i da je to ono što nas drži u stagnaciju. Ne možemo da napredujemo jer ne vidimo stvari kakve jesu. Tako. To je pitanje. I da li je to povezano sa današnjim temom?
Very good question. You are all like this is a photo camera in Satya Yuga. It is understood to be a film camera. This is a film camera. And in Satya Yuga, your knowledge and the object of would be the same. I would know this is a film camera in Satya Yuga.
Vrlo dobro pitanje. Znači, možete pogledati, ovdje imamo jednu kameru za snimanje i u Satya Yugi vaše znanje i taj objekat bili bi identični.
My knowledge, this is a film camera, is identical with the object of my knowledge, the film camera.
Znači, moje znanje, ovo je filmska kamera, bi bilo identično sa tim, sa objektom kamere.
In Kali Yuga, it's not always like this. In the example here, you would think this is a monster in Kali Yuga.
I u Kali Yugi to nije slučaj. To nije uvek slučaj, tako da u Kali Yugi vi možete misliti ove čudovište ili pištolj.
So it's correct. In Kali Yuga, people think the world is one thing, but it is something else.
I to je ispravno što si ti pročitao. Znači, u Kali Jugi ljudi misle da su stvari pred njima jedno, ali u stvari su one nešto drugo.
And they have also a certain understanding of God, but God is really something else.
I oni također imaju određeno razumevanje Boga, ali Bog je nešto sasvim drugo.
It's called Tattva Vibrama, or illusion about the spiritual truth. That is widespread in Kali Yuga and one obstacle for reaching Krishna.
I to je nešto što je široko rasprostranjeno danas u svetu i to je iluzija o duhovnom svetu i to je u stvari prepreka za spoznaju duhovnog sveta.
Another is illusion about the sadhan, the process.
I druga iluzija koja postoji jeste iluzija o procesu, o samom.
Also an illusion about who they are.
Onda ljudi također imaju iluziju o tome ko su oni zaista.
And something else, yeah.
I još
yeah.
par.
So, yes, therefore Prabhupada called his Bhagavad Gita Bhagavad Gita as it is. He didn't want wrong interpretations of the Gita.
I upravo zato je Šila Prabhupada nazvao svoj prevod i tumačenje Bhagavad Gita onakva kakva jeste, zato što nije bilo pogrešno tumačenje.
And here in this seminar I wanted to explain a few aspects of Krishna's pastimes and the sacred land of Vrindavan as they are, not as as we misconceive them.
Ja sam također na ovom seminaru želeo da vam predstavim nekoliko aspekata Krišnjenih zabava u Vrindavanu onakve kakve jesu, bez ikakvih pogrešnih razumevanja.
For this true understanding you have to switch from the drishtaman concept of the dham, that is how you see it with your eyes which deceive you, which are covering of the soul, and you have to see the adrishtaman, transcendental dham as it is revealed through the acharyas.
I kako biste imali ispravnu sliku Vrindavana, onda morate se prebaciti sa tog drishtaman, sa onoga što nije stvarno, u stvari sa onoga što ove oči mogu videti, na adrishtaman, a to je vizija Vrindavana onako kako ga acharije predstavljaju.
Thank you very much for this wonderful question which I will remember for many we can talk privately more about this.
I hvala ti jako puno za ovo pitanje koje ću zapamtiti i možemo također kasnije da pričamo lično o tome.
Here I just gave a very generic answer.
Ovdje sam dao jedan uopšteni odgovor.
So I would like to end here.
Sada bih želeo da završim.
I do know that in the evening there will be a wonderful program with His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, and I encourage you all to take part in this program.
I ja samo znam da će nakon biti predivan večernji program sa Bhakti Vaibhava Maharajom i želeo bih da vas ohrabrim da svi uzmete učešće u tom programu.
And I wish you many more good hours at the summer camp. Not many, but one more day, one and a half days it is.
I želim vam još mnogo dobrih sati, odnosno još jedan i po dan, dobar dan u novom letnjem kampu.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.